Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's been a while. Been like, probably like, I think the last time I recorded was back in the end of 2020 or 2021. This is Tasha Ray, and I know I've been gone. I gotta catch you guys up on what's been going on in my life, and thank you for everyone that's been watching my podcast, and there's gonna be some different changes. For one, I still talk about spirituality and crystals and manifestation, but I'm not really talking about it, really into it like that. I still wear my crystals, of course, but I don't know. I think the word manifestation is just taken out of way, too many different contexts, and I kind of got like pulled away from it. But I still journal, I still do my gratitude list, I still wear my crystals. I'm just not heavy involved in it as I was before. And I took a little break, like I was saying. I created a YouTube channel. So I'll leave the links and everything where you guys can find me there. I still have my YouTube channel when I was doing the podcast. But my YouTube channel that I had was a spirituality YouTube channel. That switched over to a beauty and lifestyle channel. So that's what I'm rocking with today. And guys, let's get into it. Grab your drink. Grab you something to eat. This is going to be like a real juicy, good life update. So, I think I was working at Nordstrom Rack when I created this podcast. And now, Nordstrom Rack or Sprouts? Well, I left both those jobs. So, Sprouts I left a while back. It was a toxic environment when I was on my spirituality journey. I just didn't feel like my energy aligned with that job or the people there. So, I just left that. Nordstrom Rack, I like Nordstrom Rack. It was great working there. I just needed something new. I'm always reinventing or always trying something new. I'm always looking for something else. So, So those jobs. And then I got another job and I just got laid off in the beginning of February. I knew that we were getting laid off towards the end of January, and I'm gonna go into this job. So when I left Nordstrom Rack, I was looking for a job. I was probably off work for like 5 months, but I was still getting unemployment. So I applied to this one job that I saw on Indeed, and I got hired December of 2023. I wasn't planning on staying at this job. I was just like, I need money. I need a job. Even though I was getting unemployment, it wasn't like great unemployment like it was when pandemic hit. Y'all know that unemployment, there's no cap on that unemployment. That money was so great. And I'm grateful to get that money from unemployment when pandemic hit. So I started working there for some time, and then hours started dying down. I should have left when hours started dying down, but I stayed. I stayed all the way up to, which is November of 2023, where my hours got cut. And I was like, forget this, I'm gonna find something else. Me thinking like, hey, the job market, I can find another job, whoop whoop and everything like that, I'm done, like I did all the other jobs. No. I could not find anything in November 2023. One, it was the holidays. They already hired for the holidays. We're kind of in a recession. Inflation is up. So I couldn't find anything. So I went back to work. And I went back in December. I worked for December and January. And then in the middle of January, that's when we found out we're being laid off. The reason why I went back to work is because I couldn't find anything. Trust me, if I found something, I went back to work. There was nothing wrong with the job in itself. I just felt like these jobs I just get, and this is what I do. I get them because I need the money, which everybody does need money. And then I end up not liking it no more. I'm just like, forget it. I'll find something new. Which I tried finding something new and nobody was hiring. So I got laid off beginning of February, and I got right back on unemployment. They gave me a great check and they just wished me the best. And almost 2 months? 2 months in a couple days? In 2 more days, it'll be 2 months that I've been laid off. I've been chilling. I've been trying to figure out what I want to do. I still do my YouTube channel. I'm trying to get other side hustles going on. That's something that I like to do. As well as me trying to get back into creating podcasts and stuff. And this will be on my YouTube channel. And my YouTube channel is called The Podcast. So I'm going to put this on my YouTube channel, of course. But these jobs, guys, I'm telling you, like, I know, and you've probably seen it or heard about fast food going to being $20 an hour now, which is great in sense, but at the same time, it's one, you're probably end up getting less hours. Not all of them, not all fast food restaurants, you're probably end up getting less hours, but majority of them. I went to Starbucks today and all their drinks went up, probably like $1.25 more, and everything else is going up. Especially, yeah. So in California, the minimum wage is $20 an hour. And that's where I'm at. And the cost of living is so much. So, I mean, it's good in a way, but then it's not, because the food and everything else is going to spike up. So I was like, shoot, I'll go work at McDonald's, or I'll go work at some Starbucks and even In-N-Out. So I've been going to a lot of interviews. I had an interview at this blood bank. I had an interview. I've been having to go on different interviews and stuff like that, which is great. So I'm just waiting for it to be called. And honestly, all of me wants to put my focus in content creation, but I do need money. I know I could do DoorDash and all that other stuff, side hustles and stuff like that. But I don't know. Like, I'm in that working mode, and people don't tell you, like, when you're not working, you're not in a routine. I'm not really in a routine. I just feel like I just wake up when I want to wake up, do whatever I want to do. I really don't sleep because I'm not burning anything. I'm not really doing too much of anything. Like, I go out and run errands and got to get stuff that I need to get, work on my YouTube channel and content creation. And it's great. Like, I love it and stuff like that. So, but with everything else, like, I'm just like, oh my goodness. So, yeah. So, I'm going to leave everything in the description. I just wanted to give you guys an update. Sorry I've been MIA. I'm going to try to be continuously uploading and stuff like that. Let me know what you guys want to see from me. This is basically going to be like a life update. Job, it's gonna be all in one. I could do it. So basically, I'll be doing lifestyle, talking about lifestyle, different topics. I'll do spirituality and manifestation. Like, if I'm called to do it, I'll do it. But everything else is just gonna be going on what's going on in my life. And then I want to start like a being laid off diaries on story time on how I got found out I was laid off, and just all that other stuff. Go more into detail.